Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 26 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
We feel that providing books for children is important.
Businesses throughout Rowan County are collecting books for the annual Storybook Christmas.
The city of Moorhead is moving forward with plans for a new police station.
A century-old manufacturing plant has closed in Ashland.
A program to provide non-emergency care in Lexington has new funding.
A former Montgomery County educator and Clark County principal has been indicted.
In sports, University of Kentucky faces off with Evansville tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 14 degrees. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The Advisory Council for Adult Education is seeking donations for their 31st annual Storybook Christmas. Since 1989, over 13,000 books have been collected and given to underprivileged children throughout Rowan County. Last year alone, around 1,000 books were donated. Opal Fannin is the Assistant Director with the Adult Learning Center, affiliated with Moorhead State University, and works as the staff representative for the council. She says providing books for children from newborn to 18 is very important.
Statistics show that there is a direct correlation between reading material in a child's home and their success in school and then later on in their work.
Books are being collected throughout the month of November and can be dropped off here at Moorhead State Public Radio or at other locations around the county.
The city of Moorhead is moving forward with its new police department project. Mayor Laura White Brown gave an update during last night's regular city council meeting. She says the request for quotation has been sent out for the project's construction manager position with a deadline for the 19th of this month.
I did call Gateway and kind of see how it's going. They have not received any bids yet, but they said that is not abnormal. They usually all come in the last few days. They have had a number of people call and ask questions about the project. I know we've heard some things. Ronnie's been contacted as well with specific questions, so it is gaining a lot of interest.
White Brown says the architectural firm CMW has also come forward with a third design option for the police station. However, the city will wait until the construction manager position is filled before making any decisions.
As temperatures drop in the West Care Emergency Shelter in Pike County is doubling as a warming station. Staff members at the shelter want everyone to know that the doors are open. Reginald Kegler is a counselor for the shelter. He tells WYMT the organization can help those in need.
The Perry Klein Emergency Shelter provides a white flag service that allows anyone to come in once the temperature drops below 32, below freezing, and they can get some services from us. They can get a warm, safe place to sit down and just gather themselves. And this is because of the community support.
Shelter hours are from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., and a background check must be passed before staying at the warming station.
A booming manufacturing employer saw production come to a stop Monday morning. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has the story.
In January of this year, AK Steel announced the closing of the Ashland Work Plant. Now, of the approximate 240 employees left, the operations employees will finish out the rest of the week, and maintenance employees will be there the remainder of the year. According to WYMT, the Ashland plant was idled 3 years ago, but workers are unsure if the plant will be reopened. AK Steel says closing the plant will save the company $40 million annually. For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Melton reporting.
A program meant to provide non-emergency care to Lexington citizens while cutting down on the number of EMS runs will continue into 2020. The city had only found enough funding to cover 6 months of the paramedicine program in 2020, but UK Healthcare, St. Joseph, and Baptist Health Lexington will be covering the other half, around $200,000. Lexington Fire Chief Kristen Chilton says the program, which started in 2017, has shown results.
Well, we've seen a decrease in the amount of runs, plus we've kind of put a stop on the increases that we had been having for the last several years.
The program, which will now receive part of its funding through the city's main hospitals, provides home patients to help residents think with things like scheduling doctor's appointments, checking blood sugar, and navigating an often confusing healthcare system.
A new program inside the College of Social Work at the University of Kentucky focuses on the mental health and wellness of military members. The program will focus on collecting data for the U.S. Army to use to better serve military members. Chris Flaherty is an associate professor in the UK College of Social Work. He tells WKYT the program will help a lot of people.
We hear a lot about post-traumatic stress disorder, suicides in the military, and those are real issues that, you know, deserve attention for sure. But it's really a high-functioning group of people. It's amazing what our military families can endure.
The Military Behavioral Health Lab isn't the only area studying mental health well-being. The UK College of Social Work was recently granted a $1.1 million grant to look at suicide among military members and the impact its exposure can have on those left behind.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
Governor Matt Bevin's call for a re-canvass will happen on Thursday. Bevin claims there were, quote, multiple irregularities in the vote totals, including absentee ballots, end quote. As of now, there is still no evidence. The re-canvass is causing much concern to voters. Here's Bevin speaking the day after the election.
This is a close, close race. We are not conceding this race by any stretch.
County Boards of Election will convene on Thursday, November 14th at 9 a.m. to conduct the re-canvass. Those numbers will be reported to the Secretary of State.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has emerged as one of President Donald Trump's staunchest defenders during the impeachment inquiry, but the Bowling Green lawmaker says he doesn't agree with the White House strategy of denying any quid pro quo with the Ukrainian government. WUKY's Josh James has more.
No quid pro quo was the Trump mantra for weeks leading up to the formal House Democratic inquiry, but Paul tells NBC's Meet the Press the president is only the latest U.S. official looking to sway policy in Ukraine.
Well, if it's corruption, and he believes there to be corruption, he has every right to withhold aid. So I think it's a big mistake for anybody to argue quid pro quo. It didn't have quid pro quo, and I know that's what the administration's arguing. I wouldn't make that argument. I would make the argument that every politician in Washington, other than me virtually, is trying to manipulate Ukraine to their purposes.
Paul excluded himself because he said he opposes the aid on principle. The senator appeared alongside the president at a recent rally in Lexington, where he called on the press to print the name of the inquiry's anonymous whistleblower, who is afforded legal protections. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky Fish and Wildlife has debuted a new app that will allow people to report suspected illegal activity. A statement from the agency says it's partnered with TIP411 to create the KFW Law app, which allows people to submit anonymous tips to law enforcement about fish, wildlife, or boating. They can also report tips through text messages or the internet. Officials say crime has been reduced in communities around the nation using similar technology. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife's Law Enforcement Division Director Eric Gibson says it's a 21st century tool to report suspicious activity in real time. The app will supplement the department's longtime tip line, 800-25-ALERT. Officials say individuals should still dial 911 in an emergency.
A former Montgomery County High School principal who made headlines in 2009 for banning books with, quote, homosexual content, has been indicted on child pornography charges last Thursday. 54-year-old Philip Wilson was the principal at Clark Area Technology Center when he was arrested on August 27th. The Winchester Sun reports someone told the school resource officer they received 15 images from Wilson. Kentucky State Police detectives interviewed Wilson in his office, which is housed in the George Rogers Clark High School. At that time, troopers confiscated Wilson's phone and laptop. Wilson had served as principal of the ATC since 2017, following a short time on the Clark County Board of Education in 2016.
The Pikeville Police Department arrested two women after they found a toddler covered in bruises. The women were arrested Sunday on charges of first-degree criminal abuse of a child in Pikeville. According to the arrest citations, Betty Maynard and Kyleen Anderson severely physically abused a two-year-old. Police say the toddler had dark bruises on their face and body, some of which were believed to be the result of spanking with a wooden paddle or by hand. According to WYMT, the child was also found to be very hungry when taken into custody. Police said a third adult lived in the home with the toddler, as at this time, no one knows if an arrest warrant has been issued for that individual.
A Perry County woman was killed yesterday after being ejected from a car on the Mountain Parkway near mile marker 38. 65-year-old Pamela Gibson was thrown from the car after the driver, traveling westbound, went onto the median before overcorrecting and crashing. WKYT reports four people were in the car at the time of the crash. Two people were taken to Kentucky River Medical Center in Jackson. Another person was airlifted. The crash is still under investigation.
The Lincoln County Sheriff is asking for help from the public in locating a missing 14-year-old girl. Summer Denley was reportedly last seen November 5th walking down Harris Creek Road. Her mother, Adria Mattingly, said Denny took off after they got into an argument and has been missing since then.
I was unable to get her back in my vehicle, and that was the last time I talked to her or seen her. It doesn't look like she's been on any kind of social media. We've talked to her friends. We've talked to friends of friends.
Denny is 5'4" with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was last seen wearing black leggings, a gray hoodie with the word pink on the front and on the hood. Anyone with information about Denny's whereabouts is asked to contact the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Mattingly said her family is offering a $3,000 reward for information leading to her daughter's safe return.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 44. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Friday, sunny with a high near 44. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 43. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 27. And now taking a look at some of the current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's currently 23 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, and Mount Sterling, 27 degrees in Grayson and Inez, and 29 degrees in Ashland, and it's 26 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, Maysville Community and Technical College will be implementing a new program. WMKY's Kennealy Roberts has the story.
The Montgomery County campus of MCTC will be offering a pilot program for the spring 2020 semester, allowing students to take evening classes. The 16-week pilot program is part of the college's StarTech initiative. Rebecca Morton is the director of the Montgomery County campus. She says administration got the idea from Hazard Community and Technical College, one of MCTC's sister schools.
They have been really successful in reaching some audiences that had formerly had a lot of roadblocks with coming to college in the traditional sense as we know it, face-to-face classes, because they work during the day.
The setup of the program is simple.
And the classes will meet one day a week on Tuesday, and they'll be set up as eight-week hybrid classes. So they meet face-to-face. And then the rest of the information and the hours are kind of earned through supplemental online. So they get assistance with, you know, how to do that and how to navigate that.
Students can choose between two areas of study for the program, administrative office technology or computer information technology.
There were lots of places, I think, that we could have picked that would have worked well. The the main premise behind why we selected those two is because that with only a couple of classes in each of those programs, folks can earn certificates.
Morton says the program offers a unique opportunity.
After only one semester, regardless of which track the student selects, if it's CIT or if it's AOT, students will, you know, finish that first semester with a certificate.
She says even though any student can participate in the program, campus administration created it with a target in mind.
We are thinking and hoping that we will see students who have formerly not been able to attend college because of some of these things that have prevented them from doing so.
The program aims to eliminate issues that could prevent non-traditional students from attending secondary school, like childcare for grades K through 8.
So we wanted to take the extra step to remove that barrier for them so that they can bring their kids with them. Finding childcare is difficult, especially during the evening because most daycares, don't work, a 24/7 kind of service, and it's expensive.
In addition to childcare, Morton says the program also eliminates dining option issues for non-traditional students and their families.
So folks will come in, students will take their first class from 5:30 to 6:45, and then we'll break for dinner and provide a dinner for all of the students and their kids as well. And then they'll wrap up with the second class, which will start around 7:30.
An open house for the program will be held on the Montgomery County campus on November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. Registration for classes is open now. The classes will be held Tuesday evenings from 5:30 to 8:45, beginning January 14th, 2020. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
It's 4:47 and 25 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Keneally Roberts and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this chilly Tuesday afternoon. Shamari Mosley has a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. The public is invited to a screening of While I Breathe, I Hope. Part of the Meet the Maker film series, discussion follows with director Emily Harold. Reception at the Gateway Regional Arts Center begins at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday, November 19th. Support provided by the NEA, South Arts, AA, and Mary Page Fund, and the Southern Circuit Tour of Independent Filmmakers.
The Wildcats face off with Evansville tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. Playing in their first game since becoming the top-ranked team in the country on Monday, the University of Kentucky hosts Evansville tonight at Rupp Arena. The 2-0 Wildcats are ranked first by the Associated Press and open the season with wins over then-number-1 Michigan State at Madison Square Garden, and over intrastate rival Eastern Kentucky at Rupp. Head coach John Calipari tells UK Athletics he has high expectations for tonight's matchup.
We're very demanding, and they're demanding of each other, and all of a sudden you're seeing this guy that defensively, and again, the great thing for him is when you guard that way, even if the offense isn't going, you can leave that guy on the court because he's not, may not score a basket, he may turn it over every once in a while, but if he guards and rebounds, when he's doing both, he becomes, one of the best.
Tuesday's games will be the first ever meeting between Kentucky and Evansville on the hardwood. The game is set for a 7 p.m. tip-off and can be seen on the SEC Network. The Morehead State men's basketball team is back on the practice court this afternoon. The 2-0 Eagles are gearing up for their first road game of the season. They'll face Presbyterian in Clinton, South Carolina. Head coach Preston Spradlin says he is happy with how well his team has been doing defensively.
We've held both of our opponents to under 40%, which is a goal of ours each game. Our first shot defense has been terrific. Even the Samford game, our first shot defense, we had held them to 23%. Unfortunately, we just have not finished possessions and rebounded like we've needed to. And so that's a big point of emphasis for us, is to make sure that we're being mindful of that and focusing on that, emphasizing it each and every day.
Game time on Thursday is set for 7 p.m. You can listen to that game live on our sister station, WIVY. For the fourth time this season and eighth time in her career, a Moorhead athlete has been honored by the Ohio Valley Conference. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Junior outside hitter Olivia Lohmeyer has been unanimously bestowed Offensive Player of the Week honors by the OVC. The unanimous selection marks her second of the season. The award marks two straight seasons in which she has claimed four of the league's top weekly honors. The recognition also marks the 10th overall weekly recognition from the OVC for Lohmeyer, making her one of four players in Moorhead State history to have 10 or more weekly honor wins. Lohmeyer, with 1 week left in the regular season, is looking to become the eighth Eagle to reach 500 kills in a season and accomplish the feat for just the 12th time in program history. Needing just 24 kills, she could become the first Moorhead State player since Roberson to reach 500 kills in a season. Lohmeyer and Moorhead State continue regular season action this week, facing a pair of in-state rivals to close out the season. The Eagles face Eastern Kentucky Wednesday at 6 p.m., before facing Murray State Saturday at 5 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
The basketball teams at Round County held their media day Monday in Moorhead. The Round County girls basketball team has also been spending a lot of time in the gym. Season play begins for the Vikings December 4th and 5th when they host the EKC tournament. Head coach Matt Stokes says his team has already seen some playing time.
So we have been practicing for about 4 weeks. This is week five, and we actually had a scrimmage on Saturday. So we've gotten some work in, and the kids look great. You know, defensively, we're looking really good. Offensively, our shooting's gotten a whole lot better. So, you know, maybe we're right where we're supposed to be, and it looks bad to me in practice where they're used to going against each other so much.
The Viking boys' season begins with Montgomery County at home on December 3rd, but preseason activities have been ongoing. Head coach Sean Thacker says his 12-man roster has a lot of returning players.
We've gotten a lot stronger since last season. Athletically, we really, I think we're a lot stronger, a lot faster. All those things. We're long. Some kids have grown with juniors and seniors. We got a group of juniors that got a couple years of JV under their belt, and several of those guys should be ready to step up and help us at the varsity level this year and definitely next year.
Both teams will participate in the Meet the Vikings night on November 25th at Round County Senior High School. And finally, in sports this afternoon, Washington National baseball player Ryan Zimmerman visited a Kentucky distillery over the weekend. The World Series champion and his friends were in Kentucky to celebrate an upcoming wedding. They visited the Woodford Reserve Distillery, and Zimmerman and his friends chose their own 500-pound barrels. Zimmerman says he plans to celebrate the big win by giving a bottle of Woodford Reserve to all of his teammates. And that's all we have tonight for sports. For WMKY, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Women's basketball will host the Eagle Invitational this weekend, playing Stetson at 6 p.m. on Friday and St. Francis at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Wall Street continued its run to record highs, led by strong gains in Disney and Facebook shares. And the Dow Industrials at the close actually was unchanged at 27,691.49. The broader market was stronger, with the S&P 500 up 4.83 at 3,091.84 and the NASDAQ Composite up 21.81 at 8486.09. Disney shares rose more than 1% after launching its Disney Plus streaming service. The platform suffered technical errors just hours after the launch as demand surged. Facebook was up 2.6% after announcing a new payments tool that can be used through its applications. Rockwell Automation shares were up just over 10% after the company posted quarterly results that beat expectations along with stronger than forecast guidance. Semiconductor stocks Marvell Technology and Micron were strong today, with Marvell up 4.2% and Micron up 1.4%. The president told the Economic Club of New York that China wants to make a trade deal but offered little details on how negotiations were progressing, and he also blasted previous U.S. leaders for letting China, quote, cheat on trade. And of course, last month, Trump said that China and the U.S. had agreed to a Phase 1 trade deal to be signed later this month, raising expectations of a deal being made. Last Friday, he did say that he had not agreed to scrap tariffs on Chinese goods after reports earlier last week said both sides had agreed to cancel existing tariffs in tranches. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.8% at $56.79 a barrel. Gold was up 0.8% at $1,458.80 an ounce. In Europe, stocks had a pretty good day, with the Stock 600 index up 0.3%. In Asia, the things were going pretty well today in the major markets there, with the Nikkei up 0.8%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank down 2 cents at $30.11, UPS down 15 cents at $122.99, Dollar General unchanged at $157, Marathon Petroleum down 81 cents at $64.90, and Anthem was up $4.40 to finish at $283.55. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org. Taking another look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 14. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 36. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 44. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 25. Friday, sunny with a high near 44. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 25. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 43.
Taking a look at your region's school closings and delays for tomorrow, Bath County Schools will be on a one-hour delay tomorrow morning. That's Bath County Schools on a one-hour delay. You can tune in to WMKY tomorrow morning for up-to-date closings during our morning edition. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, the Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance of Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. this evening at the Rowland County Public Library. Guest speaker Kathy Clay will present a program on the impact of negative thinking on mental health. The program is free and open to the community.
The Moorhead History and Railroad Museum will host game night at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 14th. Play as an individual or on teams. Free snacks and prizes. The museum is located across from the Moorhead Conference Center on East 1st Street.
The public is invited to the 10th annual Master Spelling Bee at Coffee Tree Books, 159 East Main Street in Moorhead, 6 p.m. on Friday, November 15th. Open to everyone ages 12 and older, prizes awarded for the top three spellers, registration is $5. Proceeds and donations will support a storybook Christmas.
The MSU Adult Learning Center provides new books to children through a storybook Christmas. Books may be donated at Moorhead State Public Radio until Friday, November 29th, or at other locations throughout Moorhead and Round County. Financial gifts are also accepted. More information at 783-2871.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boy, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Nacogdoches Miller, Wyatt Melton, Cody Robinson, Shamari Mosley, Sarah Mead, Lori Likens, KNN's Will Clark, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Keneally Roberts. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.